Uh-oh, Joe's talking before the episode. Not to worry. This was the first episode where all three of us were in the same room. Mike and I went down to Kentucky and we recorded two episodes. This will be the first one. There's a little bit of a cavernous quality to the sound, given that all of our microphones are in the same room and picking each other up a bit. And I just wanted to give any new listeners for whom this is their first episode a bit of a heads up. This is not how the audio quality of our show normally goes, but it's a super fun episode and I hope you enjoy it.
Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps?
You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. With me, as always, are my stalwart adventuring companions, Sean Keller.
Hi, Joe.
And Mike Pareto.
How you doing, Joe?
Before we start our first segment, someone stuck some mail in our hole.
Oh, yes!
I love it when that happens.
That's the last place you want mail.
Well, but it's
on
the first
show,
place
it's
we
the
want
first
mail.
Place we want mail.
That's right. That's right.
It's the only place we want mail.
Indeed. Mm.
Every mail.
Is there another place we could get it?
Well, not just male.
Female.
Well, it's male whole.
Female.
Yeah, it's male. Yeah, but we could. All right. Well, just read the mail.
All right. This is from listener Bill.
Bill!
Hi, guys. Big fan. I'd love if you guys could touch on the topic of the Edmund Fitzgerald. What went wrong?
What? Bill sounds made up to me.
Could they have made Whitefish Bay if they put 15 more miles behind her? Anything to keep another disaster like this from happening again would be much appreciated.
Is that a real question?
Looking forward to the next episode dropping.
Well, I know there's a...
That is a real question. Joe is showing me... We should actually... Joe, do you want to mention what the unique circumstances are here tonight before we continue?
Absolutely. Before we go any further, this is the first episode where all three of us are in the same room.
Yeah! So we're going to Wyoming?
It's going to get crazy.
Michigan!
Michigan!
Yeah!
All right, so gentlemen, the Edmund Fitzgerald, your thoughts?
Well, I'm aware that there is there was a wreck. I think it was a Lake Superior or Michigan.
Superior. Yeah.
There's a song about it that my fourth grade teacher used to sing to us.
The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I think the only way that we can stop tragedies like that in the future is to murder Gordon Lightfoot.
Wait, isn't he the really rude chef that's always telling people it's undercooked?
That's Gordon.
It's raw. It's raw.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who also probably sounded like Edmund Fitzgerald. Bill, thank you for your email. We're saying to prevent these sorts of tragedies in the future, kill Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Possibly Gordon Ramsay.
I actually really like Gordon Ramsay.
I do too. It's a shame he has to die.
Yeah, to save a lot of lives. All right. So first up today, we're going to be going to Sean.
Guys, you'd better pay attention because I have a segment coming up called "You've Lost a Friend in Me."
All right. Is this like a Randy Newman segment?
You know what? We'll find out.
All right.
After these messages.
Thank you, Sean. This segment's brought to us by a product called the Friend Suit.
Are you lonely?
Do you need friends? Well, have I got just the thing for you. The Friend Suit.
What?
The Friend Suit is an inflatable suit made of rubber. Oh, that's right. It's a suit that inflates to make you look really, really funny.
Friends won't be able to resist
just how funny you are. Going to work, where everyone ignores you? Friend suit. You'll have them in stitches. Are you going to the grocer, where no one looks at you? Friend suit. Shoo, by golly, You'll be so funny they'll have to look at you. Just mail you 4 easy payments of $1.99 to... Happy Man Friend Suits. And get your friend suit on tomorrow. Why, you'll be the most popular bow in town.
Back to you, Sean.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Ooh, friend suit. I gotta look into that.
I don't need an inflatable friend suit. I looked that ridiculous.
Sure.
Oh, that guy really...
so funny.
He sounds pretty trustworthy.
I don't know.
$1.99.
All I'm saying is I'm already inflated.
Fall suit. Suit.
He sounds trustworthy, but also like he's from 100 years ago, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. All right, guys. This segment is called You've Lost a Friend in Me. Here's how this is going to work.
Does that mean you're leaving the show?
Almost. Okay. We'll see. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go person to person to person, myself included, and I'm going to give you guys some would-you-rathers, basically.
No.
But these would-you-rathers are going to concern only the other two people at this table. So
I see where this is going.
You are
going
to have to choose the lesser of two evils. And one of the two people at this table is going to be very upset at your choice. You have to choose what to do. So
I'm going
to
randomly choose.
We've got three different rounds here. We're going to start with Mike.
I might have my D&D dice.
Mike, we're going to start with you.
We need a two-sided die.
No. This will give you an idea how this is played. Mike.
Yeah.
You've lost a friend in me. Mike. Joe.
This is terrible.
Either Joe has everything spoiled before he sees it, every single thing, or Sean never gets a laugh ever again.
This is not a particularly difficult
question. It's not.
Question. Oh, it's not? Oh.
No, okay, one of those is way worse than the other two.
It absolutely is.
Really? Well, please, pray tell.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that Joe gets everything spoiled for him for the rest of his life.
Oh, man.
No, I agree
with
him.
Which does... suck for Joe.
It does, absolutely. Yeah. Joe, but not as much as just completely
removing laughter from your performances for the rest of your life.
Yeah, Sean, if you never got a laugh again, you'd probably kill yourself.
I wasn't gonna go there, but
yeah, I know that you would jump off of a bit.
All right, but I mean, like, Joe does not enjoy, like, that would be a horrible life, right? To live with every single thing being spoiled? Everything
ever. Used to it.
Well, here's the thing. I spoil almost everything for myself, so, like, and I'm fine. So,
all right. So, that's where it comes from. Then is that you understand that it's you can live with that life.
But it's also just the fact that your entire impetus in life is stripped away from you.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I enjoy this life.
I'm just not going to enjoy a movie as much as I might otherwise have.
That's a very mature. That's a good answer. Joe, we're going to you next.
All right, I killed Sean.
Yeah. So I survived though. Joe. Mike has to proofread YouTube comments for a year as his 9-to-5 job. Or I have to drive a semi-truck for a year as my 9-to-5 job.
Well, this actually pertains to our conversation we had in the car.
Did you guys have a conversation on the way here to Louisville?
We had at least one conversation.
What did you guys talk about?
Whether or not driving a semi-truck would be a good life.
Ooh, yeah, I see.
Just
I see.
Sort of relevant to this conversation.
All right.
So,
Joe, either Mike has to proofread YouTube comments for a year, or I have to drive a semi-truck for a year as our 9-to-5s.
Well,
which friend are you going to lose?
I know. Here's the thing. I would say that the YouTube comments are not as bad just based on how much you hate driving, Sean.
Yeah, I really, really hate driving.
I also hate driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, but YouTube comments are fucking awful. I would never make anyone edit those.
I might actually kill myself if I had to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what I was thinking, not that my opinion matters, but what I was thinking for your standpoint, Mike, was that editing YouTube comments for grammar, like, time's going to fly because you're never going to run out of work. Like, it's going to be constant.
You know, so there's never going to be a lull.
All I'm doing is fixing their grammar.
Yeah, you're constantly fixing grammar in YouTube.
I mean, I would be kind of excited by the idea of grammatically correct YouTube comments.
But there would never be an end to it. But it would also...
Well, there would be an end to it for Mike.
I will say, okay, so I've done some proofreading, and I have an ability to not even really absorb the content and just kind of mechanically look at the material.
Oh, well, not only that, then Mike has to edit YouTube comments for you.
On the plus side, there's some pretty fucking hilarious YouTube comments.
There are. There can be, for sure.
There's some very dark, horrible comments also.
For sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so for the last section of this...
We kill Shaw.
This is where I have to make a decision. And what I want is for both of you to give me something to choose for. So, Joe, give me something that you think Mike would hate. Mike, give me something you think Joe would hate, and then I'll choose between the two of them.
Okay.
Mike has to slap any member of his family in the face for 24 hours.
Why do you always go to such a personal... You always go like straight for the family and the loved ones.
Listen to episode 6.
Wait. Mike has to slap a family member in the face for what? For why?
24 hours.
Why? Just because?
You said to come up with something. All right.
So for 24 hours, Mike is going to
constantly be slapping one of his family members.
His hand is blistering.
I think that'd be bad for both parties.
Well, it'd be bad for anyone in your family.
It might be worse for my
hand.
What's
Joe's? Because maybe Joe's is worse.
Joe's is that he has to move to Montgomery, Alabama and mow lawns for a living.
Oh, my God.
Forever?
Oh.
For a year.
For a year versus one day.
I wasn't going to make it a day.
It's going to take longer to move there than a day.
If you slap someone for 24 hours, they could die. You know, you can't slap them for a year.
Oh, shit. All right.
You just have to make things for a horrible job in a place that you hate.
All right. I'm going to say Mike slaps someone for 24 hours. Because I do not believe that somebody's going to die. That's ridiculous.
We're talking about erosion of the face. It's 24 hours of slapping somebody.
Nobody's going to die. So I'm sorry, Joe, but you've lost a friend in me. That's my time.
I thought I lost a friend.
I wasn't clear on that either. Which one? You were saying he has to slap somebody?
I don't know.
You said I had to.
I'm three sheets of the wind.
Which to me feels like...
Who wants it?
All right, next we're going to Mike. Mike, what have you got for us?
Here's a hypothetical situation, and it involves the apocalypse.
Oh.
Well, this hypothetical situation about the apocalypse is brought to us by Glorious Orchard Farm. There are over 7,500 varieties of apple in the world, and three of them are grown at Glorious Orchard Farm, using apple raising traditions passed down for generations. Remember, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. This is more important than ever with the rising cost of healthcare. For only $20 a month, Glorious Orchard Farm will make sure that you have an apple every day of your life, making completely certain that you never have to see another doctor ever again, and possibly enabling you to live forever. It's a well-known fact that medical treatment is entirely fictional, and that every medicine is just concentrated apples. It's also known that when doctors are performing their so-called treatments, they're just covering up the fact that they're stealing your blood for their vampire masters. And blood pressure cuffs remove precious hair from your arm to use in voodoo dolls. Once the dolls are complete, they're used to force you to buy timeshares in Nebraska. Your daily apple will be randomized from our available stock, but will either be a Granny Smith, Fuji, or a Pink Lady. Stay healthy and keep all of your blood with Glorious Orchard Farm. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you.
What a great apple farm.
I do like Granny Smith apples.
You have a 33% chance of getting one every day.
They're great.
Yeah. And they can apparently maybe make me immortal. So
if you have one every day?
Yeah, absolutely. Potentially, yeah.
Was this like a Christian Scientist company that...
you know what?
They didn't say.
I have no background information on them, but...
All right, well,
they didn't say.
I'm totally subscribing.
They have no web presence.
Mm. Yeah, it's
that's not surprising at
I'm
all.
I'm sure it's real.
So, my apocalypse question.
Yeah.
Let's say the apocalypse has arrived. And you survive.
Oh.
You survive. Because not everybody necessarily dies.
Most people, though.
But you survive, though. I'm telling you right now, this is a hypothetical situation.
This is great news.
Yeah.
This is
great news. This is fantastic. So, right. Wait, are Sean and I the only ones left?
We'll make it happen.
we'll figure it out.
I'm going to say no, because I also survive, at least, because I'm involved in this question.
Right. And the question is how long before we start fucking each other?
I think the question is how long before I finish this fucking question. Guys, Jesus.
You know what? It's the same answer. 2 months.
All right. That's good to know, I guess.
All right. Go ahead. Give us the question.
So the apocalypse has arrived. You survive. What do you want it to be, and what is your strategy for survival?
What do we want the apocalypse to be?
Yeah, who hasn't fantasized about an apocalypse situation? You know?
I can't say I haven't, Sean.
Yeah, I can't.
I knew that would be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely not going zombie because that is horrible. And presumably really never ending, even if I survive. There's just always fucking zombies.
Yeah, because dead people become zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Depending on the zombie lore. Yeah.
But what kind of apocalypse is there without zombies?
I'm gonna go with like viral.
Well, okay. All right. So like The Stand kind of thing?
Kind of like The Stand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of a Stand scenario.
So you've got like a group of people who just have a natural immunity to it, and you're one of them.
I mean, since I survived, that's what I'm assuming. That the only people left are just those that were born with an immunity to it.
Yeah, or ate apples.
Or ate apples from Glorious Orchard Farms.
I'm gonna say my version of the apocalypse is that everyone who does not have orange hair dies. So it's just gingers.
So this is what, like, God does this? Like,
no, well, it's just deity? it's because of genetics, because of the missile that. The country shoots in the space.
I have a question.
Yeah, Joe.
Thank you for recognizing.
Yeah.
how did Mike and I also survive?
No, you didn't. Oh. It's just me.
Well, okay.
Mike said it was only survival. Me.
Yes.
So, really, it's only gingers survived my apocalypse.
Mm.
So, that's really it. It's the recessive gene of being a ginger. Is the only thing that allowed us to survive. So I'm sorry to everybody that's not a ginger, but you're dead, and I'm alive, and the world's mine now.
I think there could be a way to write a story that, like a science fiction story where that makes sense. I mean, there should be something about...
I'm not interested in it. I'm just alive right now.
I see. Okay. Well, I guess if it comes to me... Thanks, Sean. Have you ever been just doing something really mundane and wishing that something cool would happen?
I feel like that's right now.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
That's not a very nice thing to say, Joe.
I feel it too. It's fine.
Fucking asshole. Like you're driving, you're going to work or something, and it's just it's really boring, and you're like,
you just want velociraptors to attack your
something cool.
Window.
Work is very boring.
You wish something cool would happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll drift off into a fantasy where a kaiju is coming over the horizon.
Oh, Jesus. That'd be nice.
And I'm like, wow, wouldn't that, at least that'd be like really interesting.
That'd be amazing. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. So I think my apocalypse would probably
involve kaijus.
Kaijus.
Or kaiju. Is there an S at the end of it?
I don't fucking know.
Probably kaiju.
I don't know what the plural would be. It's a Japanese word.
Yeah. That'd be wonderful, though. I fantasize about that, too.
How cool would that be?
I think if I died, I would want to be killed by, like, a kaiju or a dinosaur.
Well, that'd be really cool. We're all going to die, so wouldn't it be great to die in, like, a really cool way?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
I guess. Yeah.
That's why whenever I hear somebody was attacked by a shark, I'm like...
Way to go.
That's a good fucking story.
Good job.
I don't really want to be anything's food.
Not food, but just, you know, something crazy.
You get attacked by a shark.
Something rare kills you. That's kind of fun.
I guess.
I mean, nobody wants to die a violent, horrible death.
Nobody wants to die, period. But if you're gonna die, which you are,
but imagine,
you may as well be by something rare.
Imagine this scenario. Yeah, exactly. Farm, so.
Imagine this scenario. It's like, oh, how did Sean die?
He was eaten by a T-Rex.
Yeah, he was...
Holy shit!
He was mauled to death by a shark. Oh, how did Sean die? Diabetes.
Yeah, one of those is cooler.
You're gonna die.
One, is one of them is also...
God damn it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think gingers are like 98% more likely. I read that on the internet somewhere.
You're made of 98% diabetes.
I didn't. We're made out of shark meat, is what we are.
Mm.
Shark food.
See, I think if I... No, not yet. No, I think if I'm choosing an apocalypse scenario, I want something where the actual danger is over and done with very quickly. Like, if it's viral and I'm immune, great. I'm not in any actual danger and I can figure out what my life is like.
You're
now.
Not, but you have to watch, like, everybody suffer and die around.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. That's the problem with the viral thing.
Yes.
If it's just, like, instant, you know, like a nuke or something, and you survive, everybody's just immediately dead. You don't have to watch them suffer.
I don't know. Everything's going to be irradiated. It's not going to be a good time. I don't work in a hospital. I'm not actually going to watch them die.
Mm.
I'm just going to hang out and play video games.
Just going to stay holed up in your apartment.
Yeah.
Just, oh, everybody's fucking dying. I don't care.
Listen, I will give myself a bell so we can move the fuck on.
So you guys didn't like that segment?
He was trying to ring the bell from around the ice bucket.
I like the segment.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Clearly. Next.
All right. Gentlemen, I've got a game for you.
Oh, a game.
Hello. Before we hear what this game is brought to us by, let me tell you the name of the game.
Yeah.
Trivia Torture.
Ooh, Trivia Torture.
I like trivia. I don't like torture.
Oh, man.
There's both.
Oh, man.
I like trivia a lot, though. So it could outweigh the torture.
I like trivia, too. I like torture, really, more than I like trivia.
Sean, what is Trivia Torture brought to us by?
Fire. Fire. Keep warm. Protect from beast. Fire. Kill beast. Make safe. Eat beast. Fire. Let live cold place. Fire. Make tools. Get smart. Leave cold place.
Jesus Christ.
Fire. Kill Todd. Make Gondok sad. Fire.
Is this the world's first advertisement? Also, I have questions. Hold on. I have some questions.
There's no questions being taken at this time.
Are you Gondok?
There's no questions at this time.
And are you like gay with Todd? And also, Todd.
Todd was one of the first names.
That's not a realistic name.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome to Trivia Torture, the game that's going to make you hate me.
Oh, perfect. Too late.
We're going to be playing three rounds with three questions each, and here are the rules. You have eight categories before you. You'll get to choose, especially if you've got the previous one correct. We'll do three rounds of three questions. Each category can only be picked once per round. And here's where the torture comes into play. You see that device on the corner of the table there, gentlemen?
Yeah.
That's your buzzer. So I'm going to have you each take one of those handles.
Oh, dear God.
And in addition to just being a real effective way of knowing who buzzed in, this device is periodically going to shock you.
Oh, God. Why?
Because it's trivia torture and it's going to be fun.
I had a feeling of looking at this ridiculous thing that was going to be the case.
So here's how it's going to work. I will read the question. When I've completed reading the question, Mike, I'll have you hit the button to activate the device. Now, you have two options. You can either wait through. You can either wait for the thing to turn green, at which point the first one of you to hit it will not be shocked. Or, if you really want to make sure you get the question correct, that you get to buzz in, you can weather the shock and buzz in early before the light turns green.
Okay, I'm a little nervous about this.
Well, it gets better.
Oh, God.
Like, why would I buzz in early to make sure, you know, that I get to answer the question correctly?
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's an incentive for getting questions correct. Or rather, a disincentive for getting them incorrect.
Yeah, the incentive for getting them correct is that you win.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true. At the end of each round, whoever has answered the most questions incorrectly will be taking a shot of this. Jepson's
Malort.
Oh,
I know what that is. Oh, God.
This is a full-flavored liqueur. The description is, Jepson Malort has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical.
That's yeah, true.
Whatever that is.
Its bitter taste is savored by two-fisted drinkers.
Savored, not the word I would choose.
No.
No, I would choose to describe it as gasoline poured through fresh yard waste.
Oh, God.
With a hint of grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Like a really bitter grapefruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a dried out, old, horrible grapefruit coffee filter.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, are you ready to play?
I think so.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna let you pick the first category.
I'm gonna go with violence, Joe.
Violence.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, God.
Violence. In this category, I'm gonna describe a fictional weapon, and you must answer with a question Jeopardy style, naming both the weapon and what it's from.
All right.
This is a small pistol-like weapon with a small grip and pointed barrel. It fires a powerful orb of energy and produces a strong recoil that can upend an unsuspecting user. Like? That was the wrong button. I think maybe you added another player, but that's fine.
You don't know this?
Did you?
What is the noisy cricket, Joe?
And what it's from?
From Men in Black.
That is correct.
Yes!
I'm just happy I didn't get shot. I was thinking of phaser, but that's not pistol-like. That's like a remote control.
Well, the result of firing a phaser is quite different.
Right, yeah, I don't
see anyone. Type 1 phaser was pistol-like.
Okay. It was.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone falling backwards or being propelled backwards by firing a phaser.
All right, Mike, you have control of the board.
This is very scary. I'm like, my heart is pounding right now. I'm serious. I'm very nervous about this. I love trivia, but...
Not like this.
Getting shit.
Not like this. Not like this.
All right, we'll go with Silicon Souls.
Silicon Souls. In this category, I will describe a fictional robot or artificial intelligence. You must answer with a question naming the entity and the source material it comes from.
All right.
Okay.
This was a creation of Aperture Science, a personality core designed exactly to be fitted as a central computer mainframe. Mike, hit the button.
I got shot. Yeah, well, you buzzed.
Clearly.
Oh, shit. Who is GLaDOS from Portal and Portal 2?
That is correct.
Yes. Why did I get shocked?
Because you get shocked.
You buzzed in early.
I buzzed early.
If you buzz before it turns green, you get shocked.
Shit. All right.
All right, Sean, you have control of the board.
I'm going to go with saucers and shit.
Saucers and shit.
My hand's tingly.
Is that supposed to happen?
Yeah, you just got electrocuted slightly.
Perfect.
All right. In this category, I will describe a spacecraft from fiction, and you must answer with a question Jeopardy style.
Okay.
I'm going to be good at this one.
Yeah.
This Sorosu personal luxury yacht, 3000, was the personal starship of gambler and Rebel Alliance hero Lando Calrissian.
Jesus Christ!
What'd you do?
You buzzed immediately? I did.
I knew this
because
one.
Because I know the answer.
I was going to wait for the green.
What is the Lady Luck?
That is correct, Michael.
Oh.
Luck be lady tonight.
That's the end of the first round.
That gave me some adrenaline. I'm like, I'm white. I was getting drowsy. Now I'm fine. I'm good.
It's like coffee. Except unpleasant.
Except horrible.
Yeah. So that's the end of the first round. Mike, you have two correct answers. Sean, you have one.
Yes.
Neither of you answered anything incorrectly, though, which means, sadly, neither of you will be taking a shot.
Nobody's sad but you. The only sad
I am person. Disappointed. I mean, I bought this bottle of Malort and everything.
That's okay. Sean will get one wrong.
God damn it.
For sure.
Okay. Mike, top of round two, what category would you like?
I'm going to go with a category that is very intriguing to me, and that's making magic.
Making magic.
Making magic.
In this category, I'm going to describe a spell from the Harry Potter universe.
Ooh.
To answer, you must cast the spell using this provided wand from the Harry Potter experience, Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal Studios, Florida.
Do we get bonus points if we can name that wand?
No, but go for it anyway.
I believe that wand doesn't belong to any of the characters in the movies.
That is correct.
Or I knew it.
At first I thought it might have been Harry's, but then the handle threw me off.
So, making magic.
Making magic.
All right, top spell. Of round two.
Got it. My hand's sweaty.
A charm that can levitate things. Mike?
Fuck me! God damn it.
Wand?
What is Wingardium Leviosa?
Two things. One, you didn't have to answer as a question. But two, nice for actually having the wand movements down. That was nice.
Swish and flick.
Swish and flick.
Yeah.
That is correct, Mike.
I couldn't remember if it was...
This has, like, a nice weight to it.
I'm Wingardium. Yeah. Well, I want to play with it.
No, it's Wingardium Leviosa.
Then okay. You got to buzz in on Make a Magic.
God damn it.
All right, Mike, you still have control of the board.
Okay, let's go with Just in Time.
Just in Time. In this category, I will give you a rule or mechanic regarding time travel, and you're to answer with a question naming the movie, book, or TV show.
I was really hoping this category was about Justin Timberlake. Just in time.
Maybe in the next round. With
I'm going to give a bunch of gym looks to the camera.
We love Justin Timberlake.
No matter when you travel to in time, time continues to pass in your home time or time of origin. Go.
I think I might be stumped by this one. You fucking asshole. Damn it. Why didn't you have an answer?
I trusted you.
I have a guess, but I don't want Malort.
isn't that the end game? Like, time travel?
No.
It just branches off and time still...
Yeah, well, that's not what I described, though.
All right.
No matter where you go...
No matter when you go,
your time continues to pass in your original timeline.
Yeah, in your time of origin, where you came from. Okay.
We're going to do a remix of that.
God damn it.
We'll blame it on me.
The correct answer was Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Oh, yeah, all right.
No matter when they traveled to, Ted's watch still had correct San Dimas time.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it kind of does that in Outlander. Either of you guys watch Outlander?
No.
I haven't. Is it good?
I think it's good.
It sounds outlandish.
It's a little outlandish.
All right, Mike, you still have control of the board. Neither of you got one right.
Okay. Well, wrong. I'm going to go with quote quota, Joseph.
Quote quota.
potent potables.
In this category, I will say a quote from a movie. However, I will not match the tone or inflection in which it's said in that movie.
Okay.
You must name both the character who says it and the movie it's from.
All right.
All right.
We are the makers of music, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
I was trying to give you a chance there, Sean.
Well, I'm waiting until green.
It was Willy Wonka.
God damn it.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
That is correct.
It's not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
The new one is.
That was the Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to
think Charlie of the and the Chocolate Factory is the name of the book.
Right.
But the Willy Wonka, Wilder movie. Yeah. Willy Wonka.
All right. Gentlemen, that's the end of round two. Neither of you have still answered anything wrong.
Thank God.
Much to my chagrin.
I've gotten a lot of shocks, though.
You do. You keep buzzing in early.
I want to win. I can't help it.
No. I'm not doing that.
All right, top of round three. Mike, you still have control of the board.
I've had control of the board since the first question?
Since I had
it. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that was the case.
You've got bragging rights, all right? I don't want
more. Sounds super, Joe.
Sounds super. In this category, I will say an onomatopoeia tied to a specific comic book hero, and you must buzz in and name the hero.
Okay.
And for the benefit of our listeners, I don't want to sound like patronizing, but
an onomatopoeia is a word that is basically a sound effect in written language, right?
Yes.
So, like, give us an example.
It's a word that is a word that is also a sound, like bang.
Pow.
Yeah.
Pop.
Okay, I think we're ready.
All right.
Snicked. Hit it.
Snicked.
Fuck, I think I know it, but I don't want more it.
Snicked.
I think I...
Wow, that was like a really short timer there. Who is Wolverine?
That is correct!
Yes! Oh, nice. Thank God!
Oh my God, thank God.
I absolutely would not have gotten that correct.
It's claws.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, thank God. I did not want Malord.
Looks like you've got control of the board.
Ah,
finally, Sean.
Appears I do. Let me think here.
Can I go back to saucers and shit?
Yeah, of course. It's a different round?
Yeah, let's do saucers and shit.
All right, saucers and shit.
This is my wheelhouse, baby.
It is. Right. This Constellation-class vessel served as Jean-Luc Picard's first command.
Man.
I just have to be right, you know? I can't help it. What is the USS Stargazer?
That is correct.
I thought it might be. The Stargazer.
All right.
Stargazer. He always had so many great tales about the Stargazer.
You really missed that ship.
You almost wish you could see some of them, you know?
All right, Mike, you have control of the board for the last question of the game.
I'll pick Make and Magic so that I have a chance to hold a one.
Okay, for Sean's benefit, I will actually do that. I'll pick Make and Magic.
Yes.
All right, Make and Magic.
Gonna hold that wand.
Otherwise known as the reverse spell effect, this reveals the last spell cast by another wizard's wand.
Oh, motherfucker.
That does not get any more fun, as
no,
it goes.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Priori incantatum.
Man.
That is correct.
Yes!
Well, here, I'll pass it to Joe.
I'm a fucking nerd. I realize now, I'm realizing I'm a fucking nerd.
Yeah, you should know that.
Yeah.
All right, that is the end of Trivia Torture, gentlemen, and the final score is Mike with 4, Sean with 2.
I don't know if my hand works anymore.
I'm okay with a 4-2. I think that's a respectable showing. And I didn't drink Malort.
Yeah, we avoided that, thank God.
Sean, since you lost the game, you're going to take a shot of
Malort. No, that was never part of it.
It's a surprise twist.
Oh, motherfucker, but I didn't want to. I actually think that's fair.
It's fair, just a small baby shot. No, God damn.
Even if I had to give up my negative point to make it happen.
Oh,
Yes, Mike, you will receive the customary negative point.
Score. This is going to be bad.
Yeah, that's not going to be fun. I don't envy you right now.
Well,
it's too bad you asked so many starship questions.
Oh, God damn it.
Ah! I feel like I need to take another shirt off, but I can't. Ah!
Again, why? No! Why are you not wearing a shirt? We're recording this.
Oh my God.
Ah!
Fuck.
God, I am victorious.
Damn it.
God.
That was a very interesting game. Yeah. It was simultaneously really fun and horrifying. That would be pretty
dope.
Oh
shit,
Joe.
There's the bell. It was the bell. It was a mercy bell so that we could end this show with a score of 2. I'm the loser. Because I gave the last point to myself. So that's the end of our episode. I'm Joe Moracle.
Hey, I'm Sean Keller.
I'm Mike Pareto.
Have a great week, everyone.
A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here or there is often very necessary. And you can be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.